From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Ethiopia are strong partners on many issues, but continues to urge the government to allow journalists and opposition. Speaking from Addis Ababa, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record and said,
"But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education."
Mr. Obama said he held frank discussions with the Ethiopian Prime Minister and said opening space for journalists and opposition voices will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. The U.S. said Monday it's working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, even as Ankara says it is pressing ahead with strikes on Kurdish militants. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Syrian Kurdish forces of the PYD, fighting Islamic State militants, say Turkish tanks shelled villages west of the Syrian town of Kobani late Sunday. A Turkish foreign ministry statement denied the attacks. Turkish political columnist Semih Idiz says, if true, the situation is damaging for Ankara.
It would be dire because, you know, the Syrian Kurds currently are allies to Turkey's Western allies. You know, people would start questioning what Turkey's priorities are here.
The PYD has in the past inflicted a series of defeats on Islamic State, capturing large swathes of territory along Turkey's border. But Ankara accuses the PYD of being affiliated with the PKK, a group of Turkish Kurds that have been fighting the Turkish state for decades. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And now the ceasefire in that region has been broken with the PKK. This is VOA News.